This is Shir 26 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. We are continuing today to unpack the foundational truth that the results of your efforts are fundamentally disconnected from the volume of your labor. Instead, they flow entirely from an independent decree from Shemayim. The Mikta Melio in Chelek Aleph, page 182, anchors this principle in the verse from Kehelis. Loi l'chachamim lechem. Wise people don't gain bread through their wisdom. The loy lanvoinim oisher, the wealthy people, did not become wealthy through their understanding. Rav Dessler exposes a deeply embedded flaw in human nature. When we observe an individual who is wildly successful in his business, our minds immediately gravitate to what we perceive as the rational causes of his triumph. We point to his shrewdness, his tactical dexterity, or his boundless entrepreneurial energy. But the pasuk shatters this view, labeling this perspective a direct deficiency in our emunah. A person experiences financial successes solely because Hashem decreed that their specific tafkid requires those resources. The exact moment Hashem decides that their tafkid shifts, He will seamlessly strip the success away regardless of a person's talent. This reality is further solidified by the powerful account recorded in the Chafetz Chaim, Al Torah, Maaseh LeMelech, and Parshas B'Shalach. Regarding the Chafetz Chaim's unyielding defense of the poor. Society naturally looks upon the impoverished with a critical, judgmental eye, assuming that lack of wealth stems from laziness or a desire to live off public donations and other people's hard-earned money. But the Chafetz Chaim revealed a deep metaphysical truth to his son Reb Leib. Before a soul ever descends into this world, a heavenly announcement dictates whether they will be rich or poor, in accordance with what they're designated to him as his mazel. He'll be designated to have riches and he'll be able to have all the dimensions that he'll need to easily amass that wealth. He'll be zariz, it won't be difficult for him to work hard, and so on, etc. And the opposite, somebody who was decreed upon him to be poor. It could be that Hashem will decree upon him to have very heavy evarim, a natural laziness, and make it very difficult for him to work. So the Chafetz Chaim in general used to say that we need to have compassion and to be a participant in the grief with these poor people, that they try to get jobs and they can't keep a job because of this physical deficiency. The Chavos Avavos codifies this exact disconnection in the very introduction of the Shaar Bitachon. He writes that the physical volume of your shtalos will never expand or diminish the baseline decree of your livelihood. B'chukoi v'loi tachsi rehu mimenu me'umo is governed exclusively by Gezeiros Elokim Yisborach. He cites the verse, Ki Elokim Shofet Ze Yashpil Ve Ze Yarim, for Hashem is the judge, he put down one and he lifted up another. Based on this perspective, the Chavos Avavos dictates that your only job is to find an occupation that naturally harmonizes with your personal midos, your physical teva, and your bodily capabilities. Step into that work, rely completely on the Kadosh Baruch Hu to provide for your needs, and never allow yourself to become bitter or disgusted when that job fails to generate the financial returns you think you need to survive. Never assume Hashem is restricted to delivering your sustenance through one specific channel. Hashem can bring your panosa through any means, and your job is simply to execute a form of ishtalis that fits your unique strengths and enjoyments. Remember, once you fulfill that baseline chiyuv ishtalis, Hashem delivers the exact panosa that was already predetermined for you from above. We find the practical halacha manifestation of this doctrine in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman 156, Sif Katan Beis. Shulchan Aruch commands that a person must never make his worldly occupation his primary focus, his ikur, and must remain temporary, arai, while his Torah remains permanent, keva. We will discuss this topic at great length in future shiurim. The Mishnah Berurah clarifies the mechanism. The core obligation is to step back and make a highly disciplined analytical calculation of your absolute minimal survival needs. Yizboini ba'atzboi v'hechreich amiti. The baseline is she'i efshar bil'adav, what you can't do without, essentially. By identifying and executing only that precise minimal baseline of ishtalos, you seamlessly free up your life to make your work arai, temporary, and your Torah the ikur, the main thing of your existence. So why can you afford to minimize your labor? Because ki ein ma'atzor la'Hashem eshia barav oy bimot. For there's no restraint on Hashem to save by many or by few. There's absolutely no boundary restricting Hashem from delivering your salvation, whether through immense effort or teeny microscopic action, and he will send the blessing into the work of your hands regardless. The result is completely severed from your toil. It is a decree from above. Put in the exact amount placed upon you, and you will receive the exact same parnassah as if you spent twice the hours straining in the office. In our next year, we will continue to look at this very vital topic.